AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Protests are expected in Russia after opposition leader Alexei Navalny was ordered to prison for 2.5 years for violating terms of his probation. Navalny was treated in Germany for nerve agent poisoning. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is concerned.
Like every Russian citizen, Mr. Navalny is entitled to the rights provided in the Russian Constitution, and Russia has international obligations to respect equality before the law and the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly.
Navalny says this is a vain attempt by the Kremlin to scare millions of Russians into submission. Donald Trump's impeachment trial starts next week. His lawyers say it shouldn't happen. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
House Democrats say the former president incited last month's Capitol riot by whipping backers into a frenzy and pointing them like a loaded cannon down Pennsylvania Avenue. In legal briefs previewing their argument, they link the riots to Trump's efforts to overturn the presidential election results and say he must be found guilty and barred from holding any office. His lawyers deny Trump played any role in inciting the riot, that his remarks at a rally before it were protected by the First Amendment, and that the trial itself is unconstitutional since he's no longer in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two FBI agents were shot and killed while trying to serve a search warrant in South Florida. The suspect later ended up dead. The search warrant was in connection with a case involving child pornography and violent crimes against children. The Biden administration is going to start distributing coronavirus vaccine to pharmacies. Jeff Zients with the Virus Task Force says a relief bill from Congress would be a big help.
The faster Congress acts, the faster we can scale vaccination sites, mobile units, we can increase testing.
This is AP News. Captain Tom Moore has died in Britain. He was 100. The World War II veteran walked into the hearts of Britain during the pandemic. Moore shuffled up and down his garden using his walker to raise money for healthcare workers.
I'm delighted that the effort that we set up for such a small sum has turned into this enormous sum of money, and the cause is so good.
He started raising money for Britain's National Health Service by walking 100 laps of his backyard. Once his story went viral, Captain Tom raised $40 million. He was even knighted by Queen Elizabeth.
Sir Thomas sounds very nice,
but
I'm still Tom Moore.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Captain Tom united Britain.
He cheered us all up, and he embodied the triumph of the human spirit.
His family says Captain Tom Moore died after testing positive for the coronavirus. Ed Donahue, AP News.